Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, like us on Facebook at Brian Lehrer WNYC and follow us on Twitter at Brian Lehrer. Business owners, did you or did you not build that? That question has become central to the presidential race. You've probably heard this clip a lot in the past couple of weeks.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Oops, the Romney camp is hitting President Obama hard over those words, which, taken out of context, might sound pretty bad to you business owners out there. We will play the full clip in a minute and an ad that Romney is running based on those words, and we'll take calls from you business owners, anyone who has started a business, big or small. We want to hear from you on this debate. 212-433-WNYC. Call us right now. 212-433-9692. I'm sure if you have started a business that this debate on one side or another is resonating with you. So what's the discussion you've been having around your dinner table or your boardroom table or whatever? 212-433-WNYC. We want to hear it. 212-433-9692. And joining us for this is Seth Pinsky. He's the president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, which works with city government to develop the economy in New York, obviously. Hi, Seth. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Let's first play the full clip of President Obama. This is about a minute from a speech he gave in Roanoke, Virginia, a couple of weeks ago.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we have that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet, so then all the companies could make money off the internet. The point is that when we succeed, we succeed because of our individual initiative, but also because we do things together.
So as we try to do frequently, take a little soundbite that's getting played over and over again and put it in fuller context of what the speaker actually said. So about a minute of President Obama from that speech in Roanoke, Virginia. And Seth Pinsky, first of all, what's your reaction to the words the president spoke there?
Well, I'm glad that I work in New York City and not in Washington. And we in the Bloomberg administration are less focused on scoring political points and more interested in looking to help grow the economy. I think that the truth is that, of course, the private sector creates companies and is and should be the major engine for economic growth in New York City and nationwide. But it's also true that the government has played and should continue to play an important role, too. It creates the conditions for innovation through investments in education and in infrastructure. It sets the regulatory ground rules and enforces those ground rules in what we hope is a fair and equitable manner. And historically, I think in the U.S., it's the balance of those two that has allowed the United States to prosper. And the work that the Bloomberg administration is doing here in New York is seeking to get that balance right. And the fact that we, in our economy, are outperforming the economy of the rest of the country, I think is an indicator that we're getting that balance right here.
State the mission of the EDC for people not familiar with your work.
The New York City Economic Development Corporation is the city's primary vehicle for economic development. Our mission is to create jobs and to generate tax revenue to allow the city to prosper and to expand.
And take us into that a little bit. What are the main things that the EDC actually does to support businesses?
Well, We have a number of different core functions. We make capital investments in infrastructure. We have about a $2.5 billion capital budget, usually to support development of one form or another. We also manage properties, much of it industrial property across the five boroughs. We have about 150-plus properties in our portfolio. We work on redevelopment of neighborhoods that have seen underdevelopment historically. And we also work on selling surplus property for development, property that the city has come into possession of through tax foreclosures or for other reasons, putting it into productive use. And finally, what I call strategic work, which is geared towards trying to grow sectors of the economy where we think New York has opportunities for growth.
Let's take some of our many callers from our full board of business owners. Ben in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Ben, thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First off, I'd just like to say that I've never heard of the EDC, and I'm a small business owner. I own three small businesses here in Brooklyn, all in the nightlife arena bars, essentially. And just so, just as a comment to the efficacy of the EDC, I've never heard of them. But and more to the point of the overall segment, I think I do agree with Obama. That, you know, without New York City's subways, bus lines, overall kind of attractiveness to young people and to people with money, small businesses like mine would not do nearly as well as they do. However, on a city, more just about New York City and not about the country as a whole, I mean, New York City itself, the rules and regulations that he mentioned before, I mean, oftentimes these represent an impediment to somebody like me or my business's success rather than a help. So kind of sometimes we succeed despite the city, and then sometimes we succeed because of that infrastructure that Obama pointed out in his speech, and I believe Elizabeth Warren did as well.
Ben, thank you. I appreciate your call. And I guess what Obama was trying to do there was defend the importance of government at all, which gets torn down so much by the Republicans, and just remind people that in his point of view, government is important. We should pay taxes to support government. Maybe it plays into his desire to keep the tax rates high and not extend the Bush tax cuts for, you know, the upper few percent who are sometimes described by the GOP as the business owners, the small business owners, and that's who would get hurt. So I think that was the larger political context of why he was reminding people that government helps small businesses by building infrastructure and things like that. And let's hear from another business owner, Tyler in East Orange. You're on the air. Tyler, thanks a lot for calling us.
Good morning, Brian. A very interesting conversation. I just wanted to say, while I don't disagree with the premise that President Obama puts out there, that, you know, we need government to create and maintain infrastructure, you know, I don't know where he's really going with it, nor do I see what Romney's really advising here. I have a small business. I employ, well, myself and one other person, and I spend a lot of time just dealing with the paperwork for the myriad taxes and fees that I have to pay working and running a business in the New York City area. And I've always wondered, why is it that employers are responsible for withholding their employees' taxes? It takes so much time just to do. Forget the amount of money. So
you feel it, you know, both supported and hampered by government?
I feel extremely hampered. I spend so much time dealing with two states, New York and New Jersey, the federal government, and then all of the regulatory bodies for a woodworking business. You'd be amazed at the number of permits, the number of different federal and state, you know, bodies that you have to deal with just to, you know, build a cabin.
Well, you know, it's interesting, if I can just jump
Please.
In for a second. Government, I think, has a very difficult balance that it needs to strike. On the one hand, one of the jobs that government has is to be business friendly and to help increase economic activity and employment. But on the other hand, government also has the responsibility to keep the public healthy and safe and to protect consumers. And it requires constant recalibration to get that balance right. I think today we're lucky here in New York City that the city is healthier and safer than it's ever been in its history. And I think that the regulatory agencies that we have here deserve a lot of credit for helping keep the city that way. We also, fortunately, are seeing job growth here in the city at a significantly faster rate than the rest of the country, whereas the rest of the country, since the recession, has recaptured about 40% of all jobs lost. Here in the city, not only have we recaptured all of the jobs that were lost during the recession, but we're actually at an all-time record high level of employment in the private sector, and we're seeing an increase in entrepreneurship as well. But that doesn't mean that we do a perfect job, and we know in the Bloomberg administration that we can always do better, and that's why the mayor has introduced reforms like the city's first chief business operations officer, whose job is to listen to what small business owners and business owners more generally around the city are telling the administration about the regulatory burdens that they face and the red tape that they have to that they encounter, and to help them to navigate what can be at times a difficult regulatory environment, while again making sure that we're also balancing that at all times with the need to keep the general public safe and healthy.
Right. It's getting that balance right. And Tyler, thank you very much for your call. So we played the Obama clip. Here's an ad that the Romney campaign has been running, trying to capitalize on the piece of that Obama statement that came out like a gaffe.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. Just if you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
My father's hands didn't build this company. My hands didn't build this company. Through hard work and a little bit of luck, we built this business. Why are you demonizing us for it? It's time we had somebody who believes in us. Someone who believes that achievement should be rewarded, not punished. We need somebody who believes in America.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Jeff in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Jeff, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having this opportunity. I've been sitting stewing, listening to these kinds of conversations. I started a business 36 years ago, and we're actually the people that, in addition to many other weather-sensitive organizations around the world, we provide the weather information to New York City to deal with different crises and so forth. But anyway, years ago when we started this business, we would have the government entities, the National Weather Service, calling our customers and saying, why are you paying them when we'll provide it for free? And as much as I would rant and rave about the U.S. sending, quote, saving GM, and then they send the jobs to China, but Obama sits there and thumps his chest, and about the way the government actually distorts the marketplace by giving these huge loans to that solar panel company that subsequently went bankrupt, and nobody seems to be talking about that. I just see government as an impediment. But on the other hand, I have to say, as a resident of New York City, I think the city does a great job. I have to admit, I think the Bloomberg administration is tremendous. It is sad, though, when one travels around the world and sees how our public transit system is in such a state of disrepair, when you see the kind of transit systems that you have in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Bangkok that make this look filthy and disgusting. I mean, I'd love to see something happen with that, but I think we're hampered by unions, which are yet another issue because they just protect the unproductive people.
But then it's kind of an ambivalence that you come to about government. On the one hand, they were competing with you when you were a startup because they had the weather service. On the other hand, you want subways and an infrastructure that's better than what we have in New York City today.
Well, I think the government is running the subways in New York City today, are they not?
Yes, so that's my point.
They seem not to be doing such a marvelous job. So if it was privatized in some manner, I think that people would be more accountable.
Well, as you know, the subway system in New York is run by the Metropolitan Transit Authority, and the city has limited control over that. But the city has been working very hard to increase investment in our transit system, whether it's financing the expansion of the number 7 train to the far west side, which the city raised $3 billion for, or investing in new forms of public transportation like the ferries. But I think the larger point is really the more important point, which is that the way that that governments and the way that we in New York City are seeking to grow our economy is by creating the conditions that allow the private sector to compete more effectively. It's by continuing to invest in infrastructure. The mayor's most recent budget is calling for an investment of $40 billion over the next 5 years in our infrastructure here in the city. It's making sure that we're improving quality of life to continue to attract the best and the brightest and to educate our children. And it's also working to transform our underlying economy, including our small businesses, which are absolutely critical to our success. 62% of the businesses in New York City employ five or fewer people, and over 50% of New York City's private sector workforce is employed by small businesses.
Jeff, I appreciate you making your voice heard here. Please call us again. We continue with Seth Pinsky, the president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, and calls from some of you who are business owners on the question of the role of government in helping business and whether business owners really do it alone in this controversy over what President Obama said about that a few weeks ago. By the way, in the ad, the Romney ad that we played, where he's got the guy from Gilchrist Metal Fabricating saying, "My father's hands didn't build this company. My hands didn't build this company through hard work and a little bit of luck." We read that in light of the fact that Gilchrist Fabricating has received over $1 million in government subsidies, and 10% of his business comes from government contracts, as reported by the New Hampshire Union Leader and was confirmed by Gilchrist himself to the paper. How do you hear this whole line of attack by Mitt Romney?
Well, you know, I try not to get involved in the national political debate. I think what we're really focused on is what we're doing here in New York City and making sure that New York City businesses have all the resources that they need to be successful. And to that end, what we're doing is working to create government resources, the great work that Rob Walsh at the Department of Small Business Services is doing through his Business Express web portal and the business solution centers that are located in the five boroughs. We're also partnering with the private and academic sectors to develop new programs for small businesses, whether it's access to financing or new training programs to help people to learn the skills that they need to start new businesses and to navigate difficult economic times, providing low-cost space through our network of now a dozen business incubators that 550 companies are located in, and helping to cut through the red tape that many businesses encounter. Whether it's through the work that the Small Business Administration is doing here, the Department of Small Business Services is doing, or the new Chief Business Operations Officer, and trying to create an advocate within city government for business.
From our comments page, Phyllis from Harlem writes, "Listening to the quotation from President Obama, I hear class issues loudly underneath. A business owner who doesn't start from a position of affluence would be more aware of the need for the Small Business Administration and other supports that make small businesses possible." On the other hand, Quincy from Brooklyn asks, "Aren't we making some brusque assumptions about the role of government? Is the responsibility of the public sector to increase employment?" So, Seth Pinsky, do you want to respond to that one? Is the responsibility of the public sector to increase employment?
Creating the conditions to allow the private sector to generate employment and generate jobs is certainly a very important role for government to play. And I think this is why we've been as successful as we have in New York City and why the rest of the country is struggling to keep up with the success of New York. It's because we're so much less polarized than the rest of the nation is. It's not an either-or proposition. It's an understanding that it's a combination of both. It's a real partnership between the private sector, the academic sector, and the public sector. That's what makes an economy strong. That's been the winning formula in the United States for 200-plus years, and it's the formula that we in New York City are continuing to thrive with.
We're generating a lot of jobs in the city. We also have 10% unemployment. But to Quincy's point, is it on some level just taking money from some workers and business owners in the form of taxes and giving it to other workers and business owners? And why does that make sense?
Well, I think taxation is much more complicated than that. It's about making sure that government has the resources that it needs in order to fulfill its basic function, whether that's educating people, keeping the streets safe, making sure that buildings don't burn down, regulating our economy in a rational way. But then also, on the other hand, making sure that that burden is not so great that you're preventing the private sector from advancing. And again, that's always what we in government need to do, is ask ourselves if we're calibrating that balance right. And from time to time, that calibration is going to change. And when governments don't change with the times, that's when they get into trouble.
Steve in Bayville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian. Good morning. Mr. Pinsky, I completely agree with your statement that you just made. It is a partnership. I just defended my PhD in solid-state chemistry 2 days ago. I've started my own laboratory. I would be happy to move to New York City if I can get access to capital, because it is not an either-or, as you had just mentioned. It is a partnership. I must have private placement capital in place in order to get matching funding. And the type of business that I'm starting, in the process of starting, I need access to capital to buy X-ray diffractometers, to buy nuclear magnetic resonance magnets, and I'll buy everything off of eBay. I'll buy it all used, because you can actually buy a magnet used off of eBay. You can actually buy X-ray diffractometers that work off of eBay. I'll buy all of the equipment used, but you need both. You need private capital and you need government funding, whether that's or not that's in the form of matching funding, like with the NYSERDA grants, which I'm sure, Mr. Pinsky, you're familiar with, or straight up, incubator funds or what have you. So Romney is lying yet again. It's very frustrating, and I am neither a Republican nor a Democrat. And I applaud your work, and if I could speak with you directly, if you guys have access to direct capital infusion into companies like mine, I would be happy to move my laboratory into one of the five boroughs.
Steve, thank you very much. Well, there's a personal pitch, huh?
Well, yeah, and we're always happy to speak to business owners and entrepreneurs who are interested in expanding in New York. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can contact us either through 311 and ask for the New York City Economic Development Corporation, or visit us at our website at www.nycedc.com.
And Steve, call again and let us know what happens. If you're getting that capital infusion from the city, as you call it, that might cause you to move your business from Bayville into the city. Before you go, we had Richard Florida on the show yesterday, author of The Rise of Creative Class. Big fan of yours, as it turns out. Your name came up. Listen.
I think what Seth and what Bob Steele and Howard Wolfson and the mayor are doing is phenomenal, and I'm glad to be coming here and be more a part of it. But I think one part of it is getting more entrepreneurship, and I think Seth understands this. And one of the things we found is in technology fields, where they gave technologists management skills to run those high-tech businesses and formed incubation programs, they became more successful. We can do that for service businesses.
Seth, we just have 30 seconds left, but that idea at the end there that you can do that for service businesses, and by service businesses, he's talking about home health aids and retail and the kinds of things that don't pay people very much now, but that people who do that as individuals, maybe you're a house cleaner, but then maybe you can start a cleaning service. He's talking about that kind of thing. Could EDC play a role in that?
We absolutely agree with Richard Florida on that point. And though our work with the high-tech sector gets a lot of headlines, much of what we do is designed to help entrepreneurs regardless of the industry, because we believe that governments actually do a very poor job of picking winners and losers. And the best way to ensure that businesses succeed here in New York is to put the tools into the hands of our most valuable natural resource, which is our smart and talented workforce. And so all of the services that we offer, whether it's access to capital or training or low-cost space, is offered to many different industries. And we believe that for the city to succeed, we have to have a well-diversified economy that offers opportunities for people with all different levels of training and from all different backgrounds.
Seth Pinsky, president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, thank you so much for having this conversation with us.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, thanks a lot, all you business owners out there, for chiming in about the politics of it between Romney and Obama and your personal experiences. We'll take lots more calls from business owners lots of times here on The Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, Heidi Moore from Marketplace on what Facebook IPO buyers are thinking now, plus taking Sandy Weill seriously, how to break up an oversized bank. Stay with us.